Our 30th birthday party is tomorrow night at the House of Blues. We look forward to celebrating with all of you. It's going to be a fun night. And the highlight of the evening is joining us right now on the Diamond Factory Ticket Hotline. We have been saying it's just a flat out party. We're doing it big.
Yeah.
And we need somebody on the ones and twos. And who better to do that than our friend, friend of the show, friend of the station, DJ Spinderella. Spin, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. I'm doing all right.
So we were having discussions about what we wanted to do for the party, and I did mention, hey, maybe we have a DJ. Usually, you know, you'll have a band, and we do that a lot, and sometimes we just sit around and talk, but we said DJ, and you know you're the first person that came to my mind when we're talking about DJ and making it happen. So I'm so glad that you're going to join us tomorrow night. It's going to be so much fun, and you're going to be in that celebration. And I know it's been a big year for you and hip-hop in general. So just kind of tell me about a lot, some of the things that you've done and how you've enjoyed the celebration of this genre that hit 50 years ago.
Wow. First of all, to even say 50 years is, you know, it's crazy.
Right.
But I've been here for not the whole 50 years.
Of course not. You didn't start when you were like one. Of course not.
Right. But, you know, to be a part of it, you know, it's surreal. And we've come a long way. And just for me to be, you know, still here doing it. And people wanting me, like you guys, want me to do your party. I'm like, okay, sure, I'll do it. Everyone is just, you know, really enjoying the fact that we have come, hip-hop has come this far.
So what did you think when you first started? I know, and I guess just to go back, it's fun. And this is something that is fun and new and everyone's getting into it. Did you think that it would be this long, this recognized when you first started doing it?
Absolutely not. But I didn't have anything else I was doing. So it was like, you know, we're going to do this until we can't anymore. You know, it was opportunity. It was the voice of the youth at the time. And, you know, basically growing up in it, and you don't just have to be a hip hop, you know, rap star. This is a part of just about everybody's life, you know, in some kind of way. So, growing up to it, it's exciting to know that it's still, you know, relevant today.
What's the biggest difference from when you first started getting into hip hop and the evolution of what it has been as a genre over the years to where it is today?
I mean, things have changed, of course, the technology. That's been, I mean, just with the curves in technology. You know, when I started, I started on those records. I started on that vinyl. I got my collection and my knowledge of music came from my dad, who played music, played all these records when I was younger. And I would have to say technology is probably the biggest change. But look how far it's come. I mean, I remember back then, we weren't just touring here in the States. We were touring the globe. We would go to places like Germany and you know, Europe and, you know, just all kinds of different places taking this music with us. And so to see how far it's come is amazing.
Did that freak you out if you're in another country that really, they don't even speak English, but they're just yelling out all your songs word for word as you know, they're spinning? That had to be crazy.
That's exactly what it was. They don't speak English. I didn't understand how they would understand me. But they love the song. They love, you know, Shoop. They love Push It. And they love What a Man. And, you know, so us performing it back then was a lot of fun.
So this is DJ Spinderella. She'll be on the ones and twos along with her daughter tomorrow night at the House of Blues. We're going to have a fun time. The doors open for the P1s at 8 o'clock, but we'll be there at 7 o'clock as we celebrate and then joined by everyone else. So the first time we had you on the station, it was as a birthday guest for me.
Right.
And I had to ask the questions to see who it was. And then all of a sudden, you know, we've had you on several other times. I will bet you had zero idea that you'd be associated with a sports station somehow as you are trotting across the globe playing hip hop music.
Right. You know, well, I mean, for me, I was involved in the sports world in the past for various. I don't know why they call us. They would call us for the rock and jock. They would call us for, like, I mean, I don't know. That's just, it's just kind of synonymous with music and sports somehow connects really well. But, you know, I'm just happy to be able to celebrate with you guys. You know, y'all are a big deal. And yes, you have called me on a various occasions, but for this one, we're going to have a very special time tomorrow. So I'm excited and I appreciate your call to do this with you.
It's going to be a fun time, Spin. And of course, I do have to shout out my man Q, who is your husband, and he's he told me that I had to shout him out. If not, he's going to beat me up. And you know how scared I am of him, so I don't want him to beat me up.
Yeah, he basically bullied you. I'm sorry.
That's what he does. You ought to know that. He bullies me all the time.
Yes. Q will be in high. It's a family affair. My daughter's going to be DJing with me. You know, my daughter's she's an amazing DJ here in Dallas. She's going to do a set with me. And we're just going to have a great time. 30 years is not a joke.
Yeah, know? It's going to be fun. And you know what? I'm going to get up there with a microphone. I don't know what I'm going to do. And you may have to kick me off, but I'm definitely going to get out there and show out.
It's just having fun.
That's right.
We're going to push it. We're going to party. We're going to play. You know, I love the old school. So we're going to go back in time a little bit. And we're just going to turn up.
I told them to expect, Spin, that they're going to see me in the middle of the dance floor. And if anybody's ashamed to shake their groove thing, you know I'm not. So I'm going to get out there and we're going to make it happen. I know I've been to a party with you DJing before, and I know you made me sweat and have to sit down because,
yes,
you know, you do it big. The first time I ever met you, though, and I know you're not going to remember this, mm-hmm. you were you had the boobash around Halloween. I can't remember how many years in a row you did it. But
I still do it.
Oh, you still do it? Okay.
Yeah, I'm still doing the boobash. Y'all follow me, DJ Spinderella. Those who don't know who I am, I'm in this hip hop game for a long time. I'm going to be celebrating 40 years next year.
That's awesome. Yeah, so, yeah. We have a legend in our midst. And I'm trying to tell everyone that it's going to be a special occasion, not just for us, but just to hear DJ Spinderella do her thing. But you were doing the boobash and you were dressed as a nurse. So you were sitting on the stage kind of by yourself, and I had a Flavor Flav Viking hat on. I was dressed as Flavor Flav, and I walked up and just asked if you would take a picture, and I think it opened the floodgates. I had to apologize for you because everyone was kind of leaving you alone except me.
Right.
But yeah.
No, it's was you. Yeah. Where I went. It's like, who's this guy Flavor Flav's over here?
Yeah, yeah, it was me.
But yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I've been doing the boobash quite a few years now, but yeah, I think I remember that. Where were we? It was a Grapevine. I'm not sure.
I feel that was the place where that boobash was, but right, it was a fun time, and it's going to be a fun time on tomorrow night as we celebrate our 30th birthday at the House of Blues, and DJ Spinderella, DJ Christy Ray, she's going to be there. We're going to have a blast, and we cannot wait for this event, and we thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
So looking forward to tomorrow so I can shake my groove thing.
Yeah.
Hard.
I know it's going to be you on that dance floor.
Yeah,
I know it.
No doubt.
You're going to have some fun tomorrow night.
All right. Can't wait to see you and talk to you out there tomorrow night. And I know everyone else will also. So thank you again. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All righty.
That is DJ Spinderella. Salt and Pepper. She'll be in the house as we celebrate 30 years of the ticket out at the House of Blues. Fun times. I'm trying to see if I need to actually pull out an iron and iron what I'm going to wear.
Really?
So I can be crisp.
Okay. You got crisp moves?
Those are always in the bank.
Smooth and crisp? DJing is something that fascinates me.
That's what I want it to be.
A DJ?
Yeah.
Like the ability
to spin
spin and do all that and make it sound good. I mean, that's I've always been amazed by that because I could never do that. I don't know how you have the ear for that.
I did 1 hour of one college party in my college career.
What was your DJ name?
I had none because my buddy, one of my fraternity brothers was the actual DJ, but he had a class or something and he was going to be late and he asked me, could I sit in until he got there? I was like, oh, of course. That's what I wanted to do. And it's the most nervous I've been, but we survived the hour.
And then your boy got back. It's like,
it's wild because, you know, Brian.
No, it was fun. I actually bought my wife as a gift, bought me two turntables. And so I'd be in the house in Cedar Hill. Just trying
really?
To
why aren't you DJing?
Yeah,
the...
I wanted to be a DJ.
So why are you DJing the party tomorrow night?
Because I haven't done it in 15.
How do you know if you're good?
Years.
We've been planning this for a while.
Did you record yourself and listen back to it? Like, or can you tell while you're doing it that it's not working?
Oh yeah, you could tell you suck, and it's going to take a lot of work. But no, I would in the spare room. I had the two turntables and
what's you know
if there's no way she'd let me touch her equipment. No way. But that's something that I've always wanted
to do.
It's
got to be high level. You know, Bryant, our engineer up here, is a DJ part-time on the side.
Yeah.
And I forget, he has a cool DJ name, but I can't remember what it is.
DJ Black Hawk.
That's right, yes.
That is pretty damn cool.
And he does a lot
Spinderella's a cool-ass name, too,
Spinderella
though.
Spinderella is genius.
Yeah, it is. That is
I mean, I don't know
sweet.
How you could be a DJ with a better name than that.